Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A couple of other points to make on that January 6th commission hearing yesterday. And by the way, there are going to be at least two more. They're going to be delayed by more than 2 weeks. They're going on, Congress is going on a 4th of July recess where they get to campaign some. They come back. There's some new video they just was turned over to them by a British videographer who was given access to the Trump White House, including all his kids, including Trump and others close to him, just before and after, and just after January 6th. You're going to see some really live, in-person, and at the time, candid reactions, and that's going to be used as well. Here are a couple of other final points to make about the hearing that occurred yesterday. Trump had a lot of tricks up his sleeve. He had John Eastman draft a lawsuit. And in the caption, they put United States, in other words, the U.S. government would be the plaintiff, against Biden and against various states where Biden won the electoral votes. And the idea would be to have the Supreme Court overturn the election. And he asked Rosen and the rest of them to take it and file it. Just sort of retype it. Don't change anything. File it and argue it. That is fraudulent. The Justice Department does not have outside lawyers draft anything for them just to be sort of the mules to go into court and file it and argue it for them. So that got turned down. He asked Crooked William Barr, Trump did, to appoint a special counsel. And he was thinking of somebody like Sidney Powell or Jeffrey Clark or somebody of that nature who would just go after this issue outside of the Attorney General's office, but with the imprimatur of the Attorney General, because it would have been appointed by the Attorney General. Barr, if Barr had thought they could get away with it, he would have done it in a heartbeat. Barr has absolutely no dedication to the Constitution, but Barr is a wily bottom feeder. And he's never been caught, and he wasn't going to get caught this time, and he realized that Trump was desperate, and like a rat, he jumped off a sinking ship. The committee subpoenaed Jeffrey Clark. Jeffrey Clark, the guy that was going to go along with anything. Now, Clark was smart in this respect. Some people like Bannon and Navarro didn't show up, and then they get indicted for contempt of Congress. And you can go to jail for 2 years for that. So Clark showed up and he took the Fifth Amendment, something like 125 times. They showed some of it. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Okay, what's your name? Jeffrey Clark. Okay, were you at a meeting? I take the Fifth Amendment. Did you do this? I take the Fifth Amendment. To virtually every question, maybe every question for a big chunk of it. By doing that, a couple of things happen. First of all, you avoid a contempt felony charge. You don't go to jail, but you're on video taking the Fifth 125 times. You look like a mafia boss. You look like a drug dealer. In any civil case, that can be shown. If they went after him civilly for any reason, guy that takes the Fifth 125 times, jury's told by the judge, you can infer from that that this guy did it. You can't do that in a criminal case. That's a no-no. And I think that Clark is very much afraid of criminal prosecution, justifiably, because the FBI was at his home the other day in the early morning hours, hustled him out in his pajamas on the lawn, searched his house, and came away with his electronic gear. So there you have it. And that was not Trump's only sneaky trick up his sleeve. That was the legal trick. The other trick was ginning up the January 6th mob, telling them he'd be up there with them. They have to take back their country. There was fraud. In that speech that you've seen on January 6th in the park, just before they all walked up to, not all, Trump didn't, but the rest of them marched up to the Capitol. The insurrectionists broke windows and went in and beat the police. 5 people killed. Everything that Trump had said in that little speech where he said It was rigged. There were 200,000 votes that were just shipped into Georgia, all this stuff. Everything he said, he'd raised with his Justice Department, Rosen, Donahue, and Engel, and they had politely refuted it all. They said, we've investigated that. That's just false. That's just false. We investigated that. He just repeated it again, and the people that he was talking to, by and large, were not lawyers. They were people from around the country who supported him. They took him at his word. But his word is no good, but they took him at his word. And they went up. 800 of them have been arrested. 250 have been convicted. Some of them have gotten 3 or 4 years in prison. There's one of them, a guy named Mazza from the Midwest, Indiana or Ohio, who's being charged. He could get 10 or 20 years. This is a guy who went up, took a baton away from an officer and beat another officer mercilessly, and then said at the time, when he was brought into court, you know what he said? Quote, it's a good thing that I didn't bump into Nancy Pelosi, or you'd have me in this court on a different charge. You'd have me in this court on a different charge, i.e. murder. You know, a guy like that, tell you what, he deserves to go to prison. So what Trump did by lying to these folks, now, yeah, there were Proud Boys and Boogaloos and Oath Keepers and all these sorts. And that's one thing. They were corrupted right from the start. But so a lot of the rest of them, they believed what he said. They went up there. And a lot of them have criminal records. One of them was a West Virginia state legislator. He'd just been elected. And this is January 6th where he was caught. He had just been elected in November. Promising career. Now he has a criminal record and he had to resign. This is what happens. This is what happens. Okay, we're going on to another subject in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin. Gableman, Michael Gableman testified on Thursday, yesterday, that this is to Judge Valerie Bailey Wren. Remember, Frank Remington and Valerie Bailey Wren are the two judges of parallel cases. This is to Judge Bailey Wren, that he routinely deleted records and he deactivated an email account, a personal email account, even after getting open records requests. When you destroy records, even after getting an open records request, that is a contempt of court. That's a violation of law. Unless you say and can prove that those records had nothing to do with the request. Like say they were about a haircut appointment. Okay. But here, the judge asked him, okay, did you research those documents to see if they were compliant with the open records request before you deleted them? And you know what his answer was? Quote, I believe so. Do I specifically recall going back? No, I don't. That's just sneaky lawyerese to say, I'm not going to lie, because if I say yes, and it's clearly a lie, I'll go to prison for perjury. If I say no, I didn't look at him, I'm in contempt. So I have to say, I don't know, or I don't recall. But how do you not know or not recall whether you were compliant with a request that was the subject of this lawsuit? And here's sneaky lawyerese, quote, I believe I did. Do I specifically recall doing it? No, I don't. you know, I think we should have laymen in court occasionally. There's nobody listening to this who does not say you don't have a law degree who'd fall for this, right? I mean, lawyers, guy goes, I believe I did it. Do I specifically recall doing it? No, I don't. That's the same as saying, I don't remember about something where he's clearly not telling the truth. He remembers whether or not he looked at these documents. Frank Remington, the other Dane County judge, had fined him $2,000 a day. $2,000 a day. And by the way, who do you think's paying for all this? I am. And so are you. Taxpayers are paying. It's now up to over $1 million. It's supposed to be $44,000, remember, back in the fall? Then it was supposed to be 11 grand a month for him and 20 for his staff with a cap of 670. Remember that? Then it went up to 900. Remember that? Now it's over a million. There's no cap on it at taxpayer expense. So he can fight his way out of a contempt motion. The other judge, Frank Remington, had fined him 2 grand a day. He's now appealed that. Who do you think's paying for the appeal? You are. You're paying for the appeal. Appeal for making an off-color remark about a female lawyer on the other side and the judge. About, you know, him taking her into his chambers for dictation. You know, why am I paying for this? Why am I paying for this? The Republicans say Ivra is trying to raise taxes. The Republicans are raising taxes. They're spending taxes. They're spending taxes. Here's another cherry on the sundae. This is unbelievable. They were talking, and he said, all right, when did you start doing it, and blah, blah, blah. What did you do the first 2 months? He said the first 2 months, he got paid, by the way, 11 grand a month. So that's 22 grand for 2 months. He did no work, but he got paid. Why did he do no work? He said, I don't own a computer. I don't have a lot of money. I have a phone. And he doesn't really know how to use his phone. He said, I went to the New Berlin Library. I heard they have a computer there. Now, you go to a library, are you going to do confidential work about an election survey out of the New Berlin Library? Are you kidding me? You ever been to New Berlin? Nice town. I wouldn't do it out of any library. No library at all. And then he said, quote, I did not have a very sophisticated or intricate understanding of elections. That's what he said. Quote, I did not have a very sophisticated or intricate understanding of elections. Why am I paying for them? Why am I paying my tax dollars for a guy who does not have a very sophisticated or intricate understanding of elections to investigate elections? Where he has no money to buy a computer, so for two, he had 11 grand a month. You can buy a computer for what, a grand, 2 grand? I mean, $500? He didn't use the money to buy a computer. He sat in the New Berlin Library chewing his cud, is what he did, and drinking coffee. That's what he did. Insulted the judge, opposing counsel, is now appealing the case at your expense, at taxpayer expense. Enough's enough. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.